You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunzer from Sanlam Private Wealth. How was the day, Nick?
Yeah, evening, Lindsay. Yeah, final trading day of February. It's a financial year in for most people. And it was a bit of a rubbish finish to what has been a stellar week. You know, we spoke about it this morning. Lots of earnings out, lots of exciting stuff, but unfortunately not reflected in the price movements today. It was a very, very grinding low all day and finished down, you know, almost 1,300 points on the all share. It was a tough finish, tough day to be in the office if you're a JSE equity trader, that's for sure.
Yes, indeed. Was there any stock exchange news service announcements after such a busy week?
Sure, you know, there's so much coming through. I didn't actually catch too much stuff on the I don't know, the wires, as they call it. I think we were more gearing up for next week. You know, once again, earnings season continuing. I've got some guys saying that RCL Foods, Hyprop, Attec, all the property guys are reporting next week. So a little bit of focus on that. And today, of course, as you mentioned in your show, for the better part of this year, lots of talk about yield curves and real rates of inflation. And I see already some ECB members, a couple of talking heads, trying to talk down that curve this afternoon, which is kind of what we were expecting.
Yes.
Now let's see what happens. Let's see if they put their money where their mouth is. But that little bit of jawboning this afternoon certainly led to a little bit of nerves coming out the market. Equity markets certainly stabilized. I mean, at one point today, S&Ps and the NASDAQ was called on over 1%.
Yeah.
So it did bounce back almost 1% higher and back down again. But volatility, goodness me, really, really here. And again, we've said this before, feels like something's about to give. And that VIX, which we mentioned sort of closing out your show this morning, that VIX is up at almost 29% now. That's very elevated, and it's telling you that people are very nervous.
Indeed. Let's have a look at the markets to give this some context, because the dollar rand is 15.05, British pound against the rand 20.95, euro rand is 18.23, euro dollar 121.15, so the dollar has clawed its way back a little bit to the tune of 0.5% actually. British pound back below 140, 139.20 that exchange rate. The gold price has had a horrible 24 hours, down nearly $50 an ounce to 17.39 now, with very slight dollar strength and a bit of a risk off from yesterday. After the NASDAQ, the gold price, I don't know why, but taking a fearful clobbering, down 2.75%, as I say, in 24 hours. Platinum down 4.75%, $54 weaker. What's palladium done? Has it followed those other two?
Yeah, nowhere to hide, unfortunately, Lindsay. 23.16, that platinum price. That's down 3.5%, been absolutely clobbered, $85. And silver as well, while we're mentioning precious metals, also getting clubbed, 3.2% weaker at $26.50 per ounce.
West Texas Intermediate crude is 1.75% down, 84 cents a barrel to $62.47. Brent crude is 66.18, which is down just over 1%. 62.47, the West Texas, now down 1.75%. The US 10-year bond yield was yielding 1.51 last night. It is now, with, as you say, with the jawbone, it's still not far away. It's just below 149. So it did go down to about 145.5, I think, but now it's clawing its way back up again. So that yield rising once more. Bitcoin has had its worst week in a year. I think I saw it just hovering above 46,000. Where is it now, Nick?
Yeah, pretty much there, give or take $500 it is with this thing. 46,500 down 3.25%. If I can just add, Lindsay, I think that does sort of, that is your risk barometer for the moment, risk on and risk off, and Bitcoin down 3.5%. And I also just want to put into context, for those who might be downloading the podcast or listening in the car, for me, the swings today have been, or certainly last few days, have been absolutely fascinating. Rand dollar this morning, I walked in at 6 a.m. to my desk. It was trading at 15 to the dollar.
Yes.
By the time we spoke, it was 14.80 a few hours later. That is 20 cent move on the rand. That's a big move. By mid-morning, it was back at 15.06. Mid-afternoon was 14.85, and currently now the low of the trading session, 15.06. So a 20 cent swing 3-4 times in a session on a Friday or on a Friday trading day. This volatility is difficult to explain to people, but you know, you can see that with the VIX at 30%, that pretty much sums it up.
Yes, let's have a look at the top five major movers according to my screen, which is, it's delayed, but these should be fairly accurate. Motus up 4.7%, MC Group, that's MultiChoice, up 2.9%, Hammerson up 2.25%, Clicks up nearly 2%, and Transaction Capital, 1.9% winner. On the downside, Bytes is 7.5% down. Sasol has taken it on the chin today. Way below 200 now, 6.75% weaker. Anglo American, after a really good week and a really good set of numbers, 6.4% down. So Banyan Stillwater taking a breather, 5.2% in the red, and Tech Stainer down 5.2% as well. I knew as soon as I had a really good commodity chat, which I did yesterday with Peter Major, I knew that commodities would have to come off. I was kiss of death. They're all getting a little bit of stick, aren't they?
You know when you wash your car, Lindsay, it's going to rain. So, yeah. I mean, there we go. It's just, unless you're sort of watching these screens like we are, it's difficult to explain. I mean, yesterday, Sabania, what was it up? Was it up 10%, I think, yesterday?
10.6% higher yesterday, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, 10.6% higher. And then today, one of the biggest movers on the downside, down 5.2%. On no real. Yes, the 10-year note is the yields. I guess it's near that 150. There's a little bit of nerves there, but it really seems to be. I don't know. This volatility sort of been ratcheted up the last 24 hours.
Yeah, indeed. So next week we've got more earnings coming out. We've got the budget out of the way, so we're at the mercy of the international markets. It's nice to see the.
Apparently, there is a lot of Fed talking heads next week. So I was listening to Bloomberg TV in the background, and they were all talking eagerly about how many of the top boys were speaking next week. And again, I think this yield curve and this real sort of risk-free rate, as they call it, I think it's going to dominate conversation next week. I really do.
Okay. What were the closing indices today? Let's get off home after a busy week.
Yeah, let's get off home. It wasn't a very good finish, unfortunately. But I think if you look on the week, we actually managed to finish up on the week and a couple of record closes. But we gave a bit back on today. 66,138 JSE All Share closing price on this Friday. That's down 1.99%. A bit of a tough session. Top 40 also, of course, wasn't spared. 2.11% weaker. 1,309 points low, but still holding at 60,754. There were a few pockets of strength. Real estate, not a bad day. I'm not quite sure why, but it was up 1.07%, maybe after the budget. Consumer cyclicals were flat. But on the downside, it was tough. Healthcare down 0.85%. Financials also 1.1% weaker. Industrials 2.5% weaker. Basic materials, as you said, took it on the chin. 2.94%. Weaker in energy shares, 3.44% down. Value traded also quite decent, 26.7 billion. So we're not a great finish to which otherwise been a very, very volatile and I might say at some points quite a fun week actually to be in the markets.
Yes, indeed. Well, have a great weekend, Nick. Thanks for all your contributions tonight and all week. Nick Kunzer is from Sandon Private Wealth. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow on Friday. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.